Oh, the devastation was beyond words. I mean to say, all round Passchendaele and places like that, it's absolutely, I shouldn't think they could do any more to blowing the country to blazes. It was just a matter of shallows, you had no trenches. It was just a matter of occupying a shallow. I was on Landsmark Station. That was blowed to, well, blazes everywhere. All the places, platforms, they were all blown upside down, but I had a machine gun post on Landsmark Station. That was on the Passchendaele front, which was one of the most dreadfulest places I think I ever was in. Passchendaele. That was on the Ypres front. Because I was the Hellfire Corner. That was another very trying place.
Yes.
But I should say Ypres itself.
What were the differences between the Somme, Arras, and the Ypres sectors? You said Ypres was the worst. Were there noticeable differences between them? Or was one trench,
Well,
was a
no.
trench a trench anywhere?
Actually, in the Ypres front, you see, never really was trenches, no more than they were trenches in the early stages at Mons and like that was blown to blazes. But Ypres was more of a place that was absolutely destroyed. I mean, I don't think it could have been blown any further in regards to the devastation of the blazes and all that sort of thing.
Yes.
Trees, woods, you see, all blown flat. Well, you did get some stumps of some of these places like Havrincourt Wood and all these other woods that we was around. But I should say Ypres.